7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Let's get in here. Oh. I mean, damn, son. And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of
The Dubious Skulls Committee.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out and about. I'm outside because it's a nice day, except it's windy. And I don't know if it's windy exactly or if it's just gusty. Because at my house, which is only 200 meters away, it didn't seem like it was very windy. It seemed like gusts were coming up and then it would be calm. And then they would... So, yeah, that's kind of what's happening. And it's a lovely 15-degree day. Nice and sunny. And so I decided to come down to the creek. I don't know how long I'm going to be down here, though, because the wind is crazy. And it's blowing downstream, which is unusual. It's the opposite direction it was blowing yesterday. And then as I was leaving my house, then I started having a sneezing attack. Yeah. But anyway, I slept kind of good, so that's cool, right? All right, I'm now down in the creek valley. First thing we should do is check for some golf balls. I wouldn't think there would be any because, it's been so windy last couple days, and a little bit of rain, so not a lot of golfers, and yeah, I'm not seeing any golf balls. No golf balls today. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that. If it gets too windy, I'm going home, because I'm not putting up with a bunch of wind noise today, although we're already getting plenty. As I walk upstream, I'm actually walking into the wind that's blowing down the creek valley. This is not... This is not what I wanted to do, but that's cool too. Let's go up here. Let's start looking around and see if we can find anything. We got blue jays. We got wind. We got sinus problems. We got gut problems. Oh my god, I started having a gut problem last night. I managed to go to sleep, woke up, and that started up again. Now I feel fine. Where, did I eat anything weird? I don't think so. The only thing I can think of is maybe I overexerted myself yesterday. Because after Dubious Goals Committee yesterday, I ate lunch, of course. And then I decided to go out and do stuff. And it was windy, but it was nice. Nice enough. And so I went to Heron Haven. And then I got there and there was a lot of cars in the parking lot. But two of the cars were very large vans. Hey, what was that? What was that? Nothing. Just another blue jay. What's on my glasses? Oh, it's a bug. Hi, bug. Bye, bug. There are these two large vans in the parking lot, and I recognized these types of vans, whereas I did not recognize the vans themselves. I thought, oh, I think I know what this is all about. And so, yeah, I parked my car, I got out, and I walked around in Heron Haven for a while, and I ran into a couple of van loads of disability. I ran into a couple of van loads of developmentally disabled adults. I love these people. And, I'm approaching the group. I see him, and the guy sees me. He said, "We saw ducks." And I'm like, "Cool. What kind of ducks?" No answer. "Did they have green heads?" "Yes." Nice. So I hung out with those guys for a while. We looked for stuff. We didn't find too much of anything, but it was still a great day to be out and about. All right, I'm standing under my owl tree. I'm looking up, looking for owls. I don't see anybody. Where's my owls? Where's my owls? All right, let me rotate 90 degrees and look over there onto that golf course tree. Is there any owls in that tree? I don't see any. And then after I went to Herrenhaven, I did something else. Oh, I think, is that when I went to the store? I went to the grocery store. It wasn't very exciting. I didn't buy anything interesting. And then later in the evening, around dusk, I went out to Tranquility Park to look for marmots. I did not find any. But it was really windy at that point, and wind really was going crazy. And so maybe the marmots were hiding from the wind. Kind of like how the owls are hiding from the tub right now. Where's my owls? Where's my owl buddies? Let's move up here a little bit. Oh, let's see. When I was at Herrenhaven, though, saw two snappers on logs. Two of the smaller snappers. One of them was a Kula. I couldn't really tell who the other one was. Going by size, it was one of the smaller dudes. It wasn't Dr. Julius Mossberg, though. There's a couple of others. Anyway. So there was tons of turtles out on logs. That was awesome. And I saw ducks and geese and, you know, a lot of the regular business. I didn't see any muskrats, but I was looking for them. And I am still just staring up into the treetops here. We got blue jays. We got blue jays. All right. I'm reaching the end of the line of this path. The end of the line, yes. Are we going to have any ducks up here? Let's see what happens. Let's sneak up into the duck zone and see if there's any duckies down here in the creek. Dun, 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 dun. Where's my ducky pals? Okay, are they right here? What was that rattling sound? And we have no ducks. Huh. Oh well. No ducks today in the creek. Hey, who's that in the... Oh my goodness gracious. There is a hawk standing down there in the creek. 10, 25 meters away. Hi, buddy. He's just standing there in the water. What the hell? What in the damn hell? Okay, taking my sunglasses off, making sure I'm not hallucinating anything. Yeah, that is some kind of hawk, some kind of raptorial-style bird. Oh, he's standing up. Oh, he's walking. He's a little buddy. He was like sitting down. Now he's walking. I'm trying to get the damn camera. Who the hell is that dude? What are you doing, buddy? Okay, come on, camera. Please work for me. This would be a good one. Come on, camera. Come on, camera. Oh, that looks super blurry. What is this bird doing? Okay, he has turned and he is just facing me. He's just standing in the water. Or kind of sitting. I can't really see his legs anymore. He was walking. He was doing this funny thing where he was just walking. All right, what kind of bird is this? What the hell kind of bird is that? I think it's a Cooper. I think it's a Cooper's hawk. I'm not the bird guy. He's just sitting there, and he's a little bit puffed up. For a second there, I was thinking maybe he's injured, but I did see him just walk. he doesn't seem to be too worried about me. He's not really even paying much attention to me. I'm going to move over here a little bit. This isn't helping. I thought I will try to brace the camera up against this branch. But no, this branch is moving a lot too. Oh my gosh. Look at this guy. What the hell is this guy doing? Are other birds aware that this bird is down here? I mean, this is a bird that likes to eat other birds. Let's move over to this tree and see if this helps to get any decent shots. Hey, buddy, smile for the camera. He says, okay. What is he doing? What is this bird doing? He's looking up, he's looking down. He's looking all around. He says, hello, I'm the bird. Like, yeah, homie, you are the bird. Okay. I'm gonna stop taking pictures because I've either gotten a good one or I haven't. There isn't anything I can do about it. But yeah, okay, I am just standing here. Now I'm kind of squatting down. I'm standing here on the edge of the cliff of the creek. Got water a meter and a half below me. That water is maybe 15 to 20 centimeters deep right here. Up there where this hawk is, it's a little more shallow. And I think he's just standing in it. So he's, you know, butt deep in the water. So it's only like, well, that's probably only like 8 or 9 centimeters deep right there. Is this bird injured? Is that why he's just standing in the middle of the creek, not doing anything? Well, I don't know. He wasn't doing anything weird with his wings or anything. I did watch him walk a little bit. But again, he's not bathing. He's not splashing around. He's just sort of sitting there. What's going on? Do I need to call raptor rescue? That is a real thing here where I live. And it's rescue and rehab of raptor birds. So if a tree falls down in your backyard and it had owls in it, then yeah, you call them and they come and they rescue all the owls and stuff. And if you find an eagle on the road that got hit by a car or whatever, you know, it's that kind of thing. Call these people. So is this guy fine or is this guy not fine? Because he's just still sitting there. He's just looking around. I would go closer if I could. Can I get to there somehow, some way? Basically, I need to cross the creek. I can't go any further. There's no way for me to go any further on this side. So I would have to... I'm looking back behind me. There is a place to cross right there, and I could... We're doing it. I do have my good shoes on, but, this is a special occasion. Okay, how am I gonna do this? Yeah, okay, this is doable. So, here we go. Oh, soft mud. Oh, look, somebody has conveniently placed some pieces of bark here for me to step on. There are footprints down here, human footprints. And there are some rocks here where I can go rock to step over the running water and onto the sandbar, over to these rocks over here. And now it looks like I can get up here, but this looks treacherous. Can I get up the bank? Yes. Yes, I can. Okay, I'm on the opposite bank. And I'm by the big tree that used to hide the marmot den, by one of these logs that always pops coral mushrooms. Okay. Mr. Bird is still there. All right. And okay, here's the little ravine where the coral mushrooms like to grow. I'm on the opposite bank. Okay, can that bird see me? Yeah, he can see me. But I'm gonna go in defilade. So he's not gonna be able to see me for a while, and then I'm gonna pop up out of nowhere. And it might spook him. I don't wanna spook him. Yeah, now he can't see me approaching. This might just spook him. So I'm gonna start being a little bit more quiet. And I can poke my head up. There he is. And he can see me. Hi, buddy. Who's a good buddy? Okay, I'm less than 10 meters away from this damn bird. He's not moving. I wonder if he is injured. After all. Hi. I could probably move closer. Yes. Okay, something weird is now happening because I don't want to say I'm on top of this bird, but 1, 2, 3, 4. He's not 5 meters away. Oh, there he goes. Okay. Okay. Things are fine. Things are fine. I was within 5 meters of this bird. I kid you not. He is right freaking there. I didn't get a chance to get a picture this close, but that's fine. He jumped out of the water and he flew up onto a little branch. And now he's about, 15 or 16 meters away from me. Oh, he's hopping up onto a higher branch to turn around and look at me and say, I'm just going to wave and say, okay, see you later, Mr. Cooper's Hawk. Oh, wow. Awesome. That's what these blue jays might be complaining about. And you know, when I was first getting out of my car, I did hear some bird distress, but it was very different. I wonder if they were talking about this guy. He's just hanging out right there. Okay. Awesome. Yes. I love having awesome Tobe adventures. Especially when I don't think I'm going to have them. Unexpected Tobe adventures. Alright, well, now we're standing on this side of the creek. Here it is. Okay, I'm going back. This side of the creek isn't as interesting as it used to be anymore. Well, maybe it will be here in another month or so. But, yeah, there's nothing happening down here at all. In this zone. This log is now so old it's crumbling away. Will it still give us some coral mushrooms this year? Who knows? Hey, since we're here, instead of going down and crossing right here, let's head down here a little bit further on this side just to check stuff out. Yeah, another giant tree. I love giant tree. And we got big logs. Yeah. There used to be a big log that fell across the creek and you could walk over it right here. It was super convenient. I loved that so much. Didn't last very long. Alright, well, what is flying around? Is this bugs in my eye? Okay, why is there a golf ball here? How can there be a golf ball right here? Let's grab it. It's crap. It's white. It's garbage. I'm throwing it into the creek. Listen for a splash. Ka-splash. Yeah. Let's turn around. Okay, we got blue jays over there complaining about that little hawk. And that hawk's not much bigger than a blue jay. Oh, wait. Did I say that was a Cooper's hawk? No, that's not a Cooper's hawk. That's a sharp-shinned hawk. That's a sharp-shin. What's the difference? You might be asking. Well, it's the size. Hey, these are Mati tracks right here. So, I gotta get back. down into the creek. Although it could be a Cooper's hawk. I mean, it could be a young Cooper's hawk, right? Oh, and now he's battling them. Oh, I just saw him fly at that bird. He said, I don't like your face. Stop yakking at me. I'll kick your ass. Kick his ass.
Kick his ass.
Go birds. what was I saying? Yeah, Cooper's hawks. Cooper's hawks and sharp-shinned hawks, they look very similar. Sharp-shinned hawks are just a little bit smaller. They look almost exactly alike, and their legs are a slightly different color. So what we're looking at, where did he go? Yeah, there he is. He's way up there in that tree. That's either a young Cooper's hawk or a sharp-shin. And he's very nice. And he's down in the creek, staking out his territory. Where does he go? Where'd he go? Yeah, he's back up. He's up in the big tree now. He's hanging out up there, charging down birds who are giving him the guff. All right, so I'm back up onto the side of the creek we came down on, and I'm heading back in the direction I came. Wow, what a great day I'm having already. I saw a cool hawk. Just, I don't know, what the hell was that damn bird doing? He was just sitting in the middle of the creek. Yeah, maybe he was hot and he needed to cool off. And he was thinking, oh, I think I'll have a nice cool swim down in this lovely water. And that's what he did. Awesome. You know, I'm not a bird guy, but the weird thing is, am I turning into bird guy? I mean, I see so many birds all the time. You know, I go out looking for their stuff, and all I do is find birds. But they are unusual birds. And so then I think, hey, look, there's a weird bird. And yay, I saw a weird bird. So, am I becoming some kind of bird guy? Because that's what we see the most. Oh, look, there's a bird. Okay, right? Maybe we need to change this to Dubious Burb Committee. But then we'd be finding marmots all the time. Why is this called Dubious Burb Committee when all you do is find those weird... What are they, giant mice? What are those miniature bears? They're micro bears. All right, so what else is happening down here into the creek today? Well, again, we got little birds flying around. That little bird right there, that's a downy woodpecker. He's on a hickory tree. He's looking for bugs. He's looking. There he goes. He's gonna check. He did some tenuous exploratory pecking. Yeah, he's still moving up the tree. All right. So what else is new? What did I do last night? Surely I did something interesting last night. What was I doing last night? Apparently nothing important enough to tell you about. I remember watching some videos. What was I watching? Okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do here? What was that? There was a shadow. But it was very flappy shadow. Which would lead me to believe that it was not our owl friend. Okay, I'm back down here where we came down. Oh wait, is it gone? It is gone. All right. I put a golf ball in this hollow log a couple days ago. I just now notice it's gone. And that's good. Which reminds me of something else. I don't think I told you about this, but when was this? It's been a few days ago. I was down here at dusk looking for golf balls. I found a bunch of white ones down in around hey, that golf ball's gone. Now somebody might have grabbed it. If they grabbed that one, then they grabbed that one. But anyway, I was down there a ways. I was finding white golf balls. And so I picked them all up. And I put them in the hollow knot of a tree down there. I don't know why. Because it was like a mailbox. I thought, yeah, we got to send these. All right, let's just hop. We got to send these golf balls to somebody. So that's going to be the new golf ball mailbox. All right, I'm back down in the creek. And I am a rock hopping. Hoppity hop, hop, hop. And how far are we going today? Where are we going today? I don't know. Oh, what was that sound? We got the wind knocking tree branches together, which is also kind of the sound of owls jumping off of branches, because you don't hear the owls flying. You hear the trees moving when they jump off the branch. All right, I don't think we're gonna find much of anything down here today, but we might as well. We got a few minutes left here. Nobody's been golfing lately. We got those little birds. And we got ducks. Okay, I'm gonna freeze. We got wood ducks. They're sitting on the log. Ah, damn it. They're moving before I can get my camera. And look at him. See, you can hear him. That Hank, 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 scream. Hear that? Okay, so they're going downstream. It's a pair of wood ducks, a male and a female. And damn it, that would have been a cool photograph, because that male was right there at the end of the log in the sun, and I could see all of his interesting colors and feathers and ducky stuff. Yep, they are just gonna keep on cruising on down there. All right, well, you know what? I'm not gonna follow them, because I do not want to hassle my ducky friends. And they're kind of swimming away, kind of, yeah, we better get out of here. There goes the neighborhood. Ah, cool. All right, so, birds in the water today. A male wood duck, a female wood duck, and a sexually ambiguous Cooper's hawk or sharp-shinned hawk? I don't know. All right. But, you know, I think I will turn around and kind of work my way back the way I came. Ooh, what is that? There he goes. There's our buddy. It's our hawk buddy. He was on one of these branches. I didn't even see him. And then he just flew, and I saw his shadow. I looked up, and there's this big old hawk. He's not that big. And he flew over me, and now he's downstream a little bit. Hi, buddy. I see you. Oh, he's standing on that branch. Hi. He's following us because he's our new friend. You can hear all the little birds getting kind of worried. Is he following those ducks? Are you chasing those ducks? Are you going to have yummy ducky snacks? Maybe he is. All right. Cool. We're having all kinds of close encounters with interesting birdie type dudes today. And I'm standing in the middle of the creek. This is fun. Oh, and I got to start rock hopping now, which requires a little concentration. So let me take this time to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Bird Committee, a show that airs every damn day down here in the creek at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line for me. Yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Chickadee China, Chinese. Rockin'. And step, step. Whoa. Almost lost it. Maintain. Got it. Okay. And hop, hop, hop. back up on the bank and ready to rock.